another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
Welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. And a big thank you to Robert Stretton, engineering help this morning. Got a couple of glitches ironed out.
Yeah, a couple of glitches. Yeah, just small little issues we had early on in the show. Little things that, you know, could possibly degradate the quality of our show and our broadcast. Let me I can describe it a little bit.
Yeah.
It was basically... Yeah.
Not broadcasting.
We weren't on the air.
Yeah.
For you guys out there. I apologize. I didn't hit the big red button. The one that says switch to broadcast to the world. I forgot to hit that.
Yeah. We were just doing...
So you missed the best part of the show. So let's redo it. Hey!
Yeah, the first 15 minutes of off-topic
about racing
enthusiasm. 866-821-8255 is the number here. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the introduction of the Mac, among other things, as well as the Daytona 24 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be almost exactly 1 hour from now starting.
And technically, the name of the race now is called 24 at Daytona.
24 at Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And this hour we're also going to be talking about some of the new, relatively new products, software, etc., to help you maintain some semblance of control over your exposure on the Internet. But I want to wrap up the discussion of the Mac, because there were some important, as hamstrung as you were with the very first Mac, you spent huge gobs of money. Let's put that in perspective, what that means, huge gobs of money. Well, first, we talked about the Lisa. The Apple Lisa that preceded the Mac, that was really the groundbreaking machine in that regard, but in terms of function, really not much better than a prototype, was $10,000 in 1983. That's $22,000 today. How many of you would spend $22,000 on a computer today? The Apple Mac, the original one, with a single 3.5-inch floppy disk drive, stored up to 400 KB of data. Think about 400 KB of data on a single floppy disk drive. That's not a JPEG now. You couldn't store one JPEG photo now. Sold for, yeah, my memory is about $2,000. Let's see what we've got in the article here.
Does it say?
$2,000, which is about $5,000 today. How many of you would go out and buy a $5,000 monochrome single floppy disk computer?
But if
and
it
then
was,
you, and then you had to buy the software.
Yeah,
this is not.
True.
I mean, there was some bundled, but not much. Not the major stuff.
Right.
Really, really incredible.
Well, you know what? You know what it's like. Here's my analogy of that first computer that came out that was so expensive. It's a lot of like 3D printers. How many people would go buy that first 3D printer
right.
that was here?
Right.
That you could make a really cool little 2-inch model
right.
of anything you wanted for, you know, 10 grand or whatever it
right.
was.
Right.
You wouldn't do it, but it was the first one.
Right.
How many, but let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. How many of you would step up to buy and have the first transporter? Even though all you could transport was like a pencil,
right.
inanimate objects, not
right.
living
a
tissue.
Penny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would. That's like, wow,
right.
you're going to do
Are
that.
You
that's
nuts?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you could play Captain Kirk.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, 20, 30 years after it's been released, now you can jump in it yourself and be transported anywhere.
Right. And it costs you $450.
Yeah. Like, come on. Why would you spend so much on that? Yeah. Because it's the new,
the
fantastic
edge.
Thing
yeah.
that came out.
Yeah. Yep. And it was really revolutionary. You know, we talked about how really the hardware really crippled it. You know, the lack of an internal hard drive and that sort of thing. That isn't to say that it wasn't advanced. I mean, it used the Motorola 68000 processor, which was the first 32-bit processor. You got to remember, in 1984 when this came out, you were either using an 8-bit or 16-bit computer. I mean, 32-bit was not even an option. If you were really advanced, you got a 16-bit. So it is important to put it in perspective, you know, kind of poking fun at it from 2014 eyes, but it was incredibly advanced. And in fact, it was even sold. I mean, one of the selling points was it was portable. I don't know if you remember, but you could actually buy a special Mac bag. It was like a big backpack. You know, 2.5 feet tall, 18 inches thick. 18 inches wide. You could pack your Mac with its 9-inch CRT screen.
Pack your Mac on your back.
In this bag and
hit
carry
the road, Jack.
Yes, sir.
And don't come back.
That's right.
I mean, it really was. It was an incredible machine, and it's fun looking back. You know, and my thing is I would sit around with all the other geeks. And we did this even with I'll never forget when IBM came out with the PC-AT. And it was the first computer that IBM had produced, the PC-compatible, quote-unquote, computer. It was a 16-bit machine. And it had a 20-megabyte hard drive, was the base hard drive, internal hard drive. And we would sit around and go, are you kidding me? This is nuts. Who needs a 20-megabyte hard drive? That's insane. You got to spend all this money. You got to spend $3,000 on an IBM PC-AT. That's nuts, or whatever. It might have been $2,000 too, but it actually ended up being a very successful machine. And the clones, that was really the beginning of the clones that took off and dominated the industry. In the PC industry, was with the 8286 processor based on the PC-AT. And then, of course, when the Mac came out, we'd sit around and go, "Are you kidding? $2,000 for this thing?" You know, it's interesting how your perspectives are and how things change. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. So after saying all of that, happy birthday, Apple, happy birthday, Macintosh, and thank you for your revolutionary contributions and the pressure you put on other companies. Well, and another thing, too, just an aside, people always, their perception of Microsoft versus Apple, always one of great enmity. And just an exceedingly vigorous competition between the companies, and coming from sort of opposite perspectives and trying to play to steal the other's market. Microsoft was one of the first companies to really support the Mac aggressively. And I think it was one of the things that their applications that they designed and produced for the Mac were part of the reason why the Mac eventually became such a powerful computing platform. Interesting. Rivals and friends all at the same time. We come back, we're going to talk about Ghostery, some other interesting products, just what you need to do, and just how well you can really practically protect yourself on the internet after this.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.